Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Kuf Chof, the final Daf of Masechet Zvochim. The last sugyo that the Gemara in Masechet Zvochim discusses is the differences between Bomo Ktano and Bomo Gdoilo, a Bomo of an individual or the Bomo of the Tzibur that Am Yisrael does together. And it's interesting that this is the sugyo that without we had in the Masechet. But Nire Al Pi HaMeshech Chachmo, that this is very fitting to finish Masechet Zvochim, because the Ikar, the Tam, and reason for Karbonis depends on the Chiluk between a Bomo Gdoil and Bomo Ktano. The Meshech Chachmo in his Agdoma to Sefer Vayikra brings the famous Machlokes Rishonim. What is the reason for the Karbonis? The Rambam writes the main reason of Karbonis is Harchaka from Avodah Zarah. In order for people not to be over the Avodah Zarah, so we have the union of Karbonis that we makir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban argues in the Rambam very, very strongly. It brings many rayas that the Karbonis is not only to take away from Avodah Zarah. And he brings two explanations. The simple explanation is what we mentioned throughout the Shiurim in this Masechta. The idea of a Karbon is for Adam to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Karbon represents the Adam, and instead of the Adam going to Mizbeach, the Karbon goes to Mizbeach in lieu of the Adam. But then the Ramban explains al derech ha'emes, al pi kabbalah, that the idea of Karbonis is to be mitzaref and to bring together all the koiches of the world to shame Hashem. The different powers, the different midos that you have in the world. And we want to show that everything comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea of a Karbon Lashem Kirva, that we mekarif together the koiches, and we're making actus, echod, with all the koiches in the world. All connects together to the spiritual element of the world is all one. Zog the Meshech Chachmo in his Agdoma, the Sefer Vayikra, they want to be machriya and say there's a difference between the Bomo and the Mizbeach. The Bomo is only to be marchik of a dezorah from the leif. But the Korbanos at Beis HaMikdosh, or the Bomo Tzibur, is to be mikar of the Olamis and to bring everything together. And he says the main source of this is the Mishnah, the Mishnah of our sugya, the end of Masechet Zvachim, the Mishnah, and that we have in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Mishnah tells us there's no Reach Nechoyach Bebom Ktano. Reach Nechoyach means the Reach, the Hano and Nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from the world when everything connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Bom Ktano, that's not the main Avoido. The main Avoido is just to take away Avodah Zarah. And with this, he goes on to explain what it says, Hanoider Kiilu Bona Boma. For the same way a neder is for a person to take away elements that are disturbing him, so he's doing a geder for himself. Also, a boma is a geder not to be oivid of a dezar. And with this, he explains the Shita and the Rishayin that says, that even according to Mandoma that says, the Gedusha Rishayin Loi Kitchelo Silovoi, you still cannot do a boma today. Why not? Because if Bomo is only take away of a Dezara, the minute we don't have any more Yetzirah of a Dezara in the world, because Anshe Knesset Gedolah took it away, so we don't have a Bomo at all, because the Bomo is only take away from a Dezara. With this big Yesod of the Meshech Chachmo, we can understand here the Sugyo in this last Daf of the Masechta. What we see that's unique by Bomo Gedolo is anything that has to do with the Avodas Hashem and bringing everything together to Kutcher Bricho. Well, the Gemara says towards the end of Amud Aleph that we have Keren, Vekeves, Veyesoid, Veribua, Bebom Gdoilo, meaning the Tzura of a Mizbeach, Yavin Bom Gdoilo, not Bom Ktano. We mentioned early in the Masechta, what already is brought down in the Rimami Pano, when it says, Shamati Shemakrivim, Avapi Shein Bais, there's a Krova, even though there's no Beis HaMikdosh, as referring to the Avoitas, a Mizbeach that we have up there in Shamayim, that the Malach Gavriel is doing up there in Shamayim. Meaning the Mizbeach Shalmata is Mechuvan Keneged Mizbeach Shalmala. And therefore has to have a certain shape, a certain design that is equivalent to the Mizbeach up there in Shamayim. It's a Mizbeach that connects to the Avodah of the Elyonim, connecting all the Koyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is only Boma Gedoila. But Boma Ktano, which is used to be Marchik of a Dezara, doesn't have to have that shape of Mizbeach. And that seems to be the reason, as we come to here to the end of the Masechta, the Gemara mentions, there's no Yoitze Beboma. Because the idea of a mokoy miyuchod, that has to be a specific place, that's keneged mechuvin, keneged migdash shalmalo. You have a specific place where there you do the avoido. That's where you have the kiruv kolach koyches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Bom Ktano is coming, lishla afuk avodah zarah, belongs to every place. But Rosh Gadol, you could go ahead and take away all the avodah zarahs. And with this, we come to explain the last nekuda that the Gemara speaks about. which is there's zman by Boma Ketana, which means you have a din of noiser. You have a certain specific amount of time that you can eat the karbonis, can't go over time. And including that, as Rashi points out, is the idea of pigul. You're not allowed to think of eating it over time. You're not allowed to think to eat it out of its time. Why is time connected to Boma Ketana? Why is that part of the Afukah of the Zohar based on the Meshech Chachma? And when Mitzarev over here, with Shimshon referral, he writes, and here I want to say especially Shakoyach to my good friend Ramoisha Hecht, who put out the new Sefer Te'ima Mitoyres Rashar Hirsch, which there is where I found this vort. And the Rashar Hirsch explains Nifludik, that the idea of shechting karbonis only, that was something that belonged to Avodah Zarah. They shechted animals for the Avodah Zarah. But Achila, that's something which is specifically for Kedusha. Because Shechita is to go and take away a life of the behemoth. But what is the tachlis of that? What are we doing? What is the maskana? What do we conclude with that? That the meat becomes part of the avodas Hashem and the achilo and is elevated to Tzuras Adam. Shechita alone is kilo, is just, it's a waste. The waste, that belongs to Avodah Zarah. They cause a shechasa v'chiloi. But achilo is to take that shechita and elevate to something higher. This you can connect to Tzadik HaKoyin that we brought throughout the Masechta a few times. So the achila of Gedusha is shaykh only by Klal Yisrael. It's not shaykh by Umas HaOlam. To take elements of this world and bring them up and connect to Hashem, that's the avoid of Am Yisrael. In a carbon, the shechita is ruining what you have. But the achila takes it and brings it, mikharv it to Hashem. And that's the Ikar idea of the difference between Osta and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is destroying everything around. But by Avodah Hashem, we're elevating everything around to Avodah Hashem. Explains to Rashi Hirsch, that's the reason the achila needs to be within a day or maximum 2 days of the Krovas HaKarban. Because it's part of the carbon. It has to be part of it. It has to be part and parcel of the carbon. It's the hemshech of the carbon. You shech the carbon, but you're not done with it. You have to go and elevate the achila, and the Adam Yisrael is going to take the food of the carbon and make it Kaddish. That's the difference between us and Avodah Zarah. And that's the reason that if a person has pigul, he has his mindset, his goal is that he's going to do part of the carbon, which is the achila of the carbon, either the achilas mizbeach or the achilas adam, out of its time. So he's basically saying, my ikar carbon is not the achila. My ikar carbon is just to go and ruin and be mechala everything around. That is Avodah Zarah. And we're trying here to do the avodah to take away from Avodah Zarah. So nimtza nifla me'oi, that these two things connect together, Rashi Hirsch connects them to Meshech Chachma. And Bama Ketana, the Ikar Avodah is take away from the Zara, says the Gemara, that's the last line of Masechet Zvachim, you should know that there's man by Bama Ketana as well, because that's part of the Avodah taking away from the Zara. And nimtza imken, that the last sugya of Masechet Zvachim is giving us the depth of what Karbonis is all about. What Karbonis of Bama Gdol is, which is the Ikar Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing everything to Echod. And what's the avoid of Abba Masyach to take away all the ra and Avodah Zarah in the world and to differentiate from Avodah Zarah? And that puts together the shittas we share in Tamar Karbonis. That's how the Masechet concludes. V'advoim nifloim ad lemoid. Hadron Allah, the short machshava shiurim on Masechet Zvachim, again, to be moidit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we zoichet to have a shiur in every single daf of the Masechta. To David HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to continue and do the entire Shas with these Shiurim. Mazel Tov to all the Mesaimim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Machshava Shiurim, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.